Basic Bible Doctrine, Chapter 45. Ye must be born again. Scripture, John chapter 3, verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. These days, almost everyone talks about being born again, but virtually no one knows what the Word of God teaches about the new birth. For that reason, the subject needs to be explained in simple, clear, unmistakable terms. The religious world around us, in its apostate rejection of the truth of God, has made the new birth to be nothing more than making a decision, walking an aisle, and saying a prayer. Because of their abuse and error regarding the doctrine of the new birth, our tendency is to shy away from using the term born again, lest we be identified with those who deny the gospel of Christ. But no matter how much men may pervert the language and doctrine of Christ, our Lord's admonition to Nicodemus still stands. It is as necessary and urgent today as it was when he first made it 2,000 years ago. This is my message to you right now. Ye must be born again. Perhaps some who read these words have never made any profession of faith in Christ. Ye must be born again. Perhaps some who read these lines have been in the church for many, many years and yet are without Christ. You made a profession of faith a long time ago, but you are yet without life before God. May God the Holy Spirit cause you to hear this message and grant you His grace. Ye must be born again. Look at these five words and ask God to give you wisdom and grace to understand what they mean. Here is a personal word, ye. This message is for you. Perhaps you are moral. Perhaps you are very religious. Perhaps you are even well instructed in doctrinal truth. So was Nicodemus. He was a highly respected religious leader, a Pharisee, and a ruler among the Jews. Nicodemus was a teacher who taught the teachers. He was a preacher, but more. Nicodemus was a preacher who taught preachers. He was a theologian. This was a man of highest rank in the Jewish church. But he was dead. He was without life before God. He was totally ignorant of all things spiritual. He was a lost man. If you are in his condition, if you are yet without life toward God, this is a word from God for you. You must be born again. Here is a pressing word, must. Time is short. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? This is not merely good recommendation. This is not simply wholesome advice. This is imperative. This is vital. This is necessary. You must be born again. Otherwise you will perish in your sins. You will die under the wrath of God. Hell will be your portion forever. Here is a passive word, be. The new birth is not something you do. It is something God does for you. A man has no more to do with his spiritual birth than he does with his natural birth. In this matter of regeneration, man is passive. He has nothing to do with it. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. You cannot save yourself. You cannot give yourself life. You cannot be born again by something you do. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. No one has ever been born again by the exercise of his will, saying a prayer, doing good works, being baptized, making a decision for Jesus, or even by faith in Christ. Faith in Christ is not the cause of the new birth. Faith is the result of the new birth. We believe according to the working of God's mighty power, by the operation of His grace. Ephesians 1, verse 19. Ephesians 2, verse 8. Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12. The new birth is something done to you, for you, and in you by God's sovereign, irresistible grace. It is not something you do. You must be born again. Here is a powerful word, born. The new birth is a gift, but it is not just an ordinary gift. This is the gift of life, eternal life. When our Lord declares, you must be born again, He is saying you must be the object and recipient of divine power. Just as God created the world, God must create life in your soul. Just as God breathed into Adam and made him a living soul, so God must breathe into you the breath of life by his Spirit, or you will perish in your sins. We are all spiritually dead, helplessly lost by nature. Man's only hope is that God the Holy Spirit will give life. You must be born again. Here is a profound word, again. The new birth is a mystery of grace. It cannot be explained. It simply cannot be fully understood. It is a work of God beyond our comprehension. Yet this much is certain. When our Lord says, you must be born again, his meaning is twofold. The word again has two meanings. First, it means you must be born from above. James tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Then he tells us what he is teaching in the next verse. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, James chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Second, it means, you must be born a second time. Our first birth was of sinful parents, and we were born in their image. The second birth is of God, and we were born in his image. The first birth was of corruptible seed. The second birth is of incorruptible seed. Our first birth is in sin. Our second birth is in righteousness. By our first birth, we were polluted and unclean. By our second birth, we became holy. Our first birth was fleshly and carnal. Our second birth is spiritual and makes us spiritual. By the first birth, all men are foolish and ignorant. By our second birth, we become wise unto salvation. By our first birth, we were slaves to sin and the lusts of the flesh. By our second birth, we are made free from the dominion of sin. By our first birth, we are all children of wrath. By our second birth, we are children of promise. Because we were all born wrong the first time, our Lord says, you must be born again. Our Lord said, ye must be born again, because none shall ever enter into glory except those who are born again, by the power and grace of God, and made to live in and by the Lord Jesus Christ. In order for God to save a sinner, two things must be done. God must do something for you, and God must do something in you. Redemption is the work of God for sinners. Regeneration is the work of God in sinners. Both are the works of God. Man has nothing more to do with regeneration than he has to do with redemption. Salvation is of the Lord. Not all the outward forms on earth, nor rites that God has given, nor will of man, nor blood, nor birth, can raise a soul to heaven. The sovereign will of God alone creates us heirs of grace, born in the image of his Son, a new peculiar race. Why must we be born again? There are many answers that are given to that question in the Word of God. In the third chapter of John, our Lord gave Nicodemus three reasons why he must be born again. These three things make it imperative that you and I must be born again. First, unless we are born again, we cannot understand anything spiritual. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The natural man is totally void of spiritual understanding. He may be a logical, reasonable, rational, and well-educated person among men, but with regard to the things of God, he is as ignorant, foolish, and unreasonable as a madman. He has no capacity for spiritual knowledge. Romans 8, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. The heart of stone is hard, cold, unbending, unaffected. Until a person is born again, he cannot see the spiritual nature of God's law. Matthew 5, 21, 27, 38, 43, 48. The spiritual nature of sin. Matthew 15, verses 17 to 19. The glory of God in redemption. Romans 3, 24 to 26. The spiritual condition of his own heart. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The spiritual nature of salvation. Ezekiel 36, verses 25 to 27, or the spiritual nature of obedience to God, 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, Romans 14, verse 17. Human religion is carnal. It has to do with carnal things. In the kingdom of God, all things are spiritual. John 4, verses 23 and 24, Romans 14, verse 17. Until a person is born of God, he simply cannot see spiritual things. He cannot see the spiritual nature of faith and worship, Philippians 3, verse 3. The true character of God, Exodus 33, 18 to 34. And the glory of God in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. The natural man cannot see the glory of God in Christ's suretyship, his incarnation, his obedience, his substitutionary atonement, or his ascension and exaltation as the God-man mediator. The natural man just cannot see the gospel of grace, of the grace of God, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 18 to 21. Second, unless you are born again by almighty grace, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You can reform your life without the new birth. You can be baptized without the new birth. You can join the church, be zealous in religion, teach a Bible class, serve as a deacon or elder. You can even preach with great success without being born again. But unless you are born again, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Without the new birth, you will never be part of the church and family of God. You will never have eternal life. You will never enter into the worship and fellowship of God's saints. You will never be admitted into the presence of God's glory in the bliss of heaven, Revelation 20, verse 6, and Revelation 21, verse 27. Only new creatures will enter the New Jerusalem. Only holy men will walk into the holy city. Only heaven-born citizens will possess the bliss of heaven. Third, ye must be born again, because by nature we are fallen, sinful, depraved children of human flesh. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. All flesh is defiled. All flesh is corrupt. All flesh is sinful. All flesh is condemned. All flesh must die. Unless we are born of the Spirit, we will die in our sins, and our flesh shall be justly damned. Footnote. The flesh is your natural sinful self. Psalm 51 verse 5, Psalm 58 verse 3, Romans 5 verse 12, Revelation 20 verses 11 to 15. End of footnote. What is the new birth? No man can explain the mystery of the new birth. It is one of God's incomprehensible works. But there are several things in the Word of God which identify God's regenerating grace. To be born again is to be raised from the dead, Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 5, Revelation 20, verse 6. To be born again is to be made a partaker of the divine nature, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. In regeneration, a new Christ-like nature is created in our souls, so that men and women upon earth are born in the image of God, Galatians 5, 22. As John Gill expressed it, in regeneration there is that wrought in the soul which bears a resemblance to the divine nature, in spirituality, holiness, goodness, and kindness. To be born again is to have Christ formed in us, Galatians 4, verse 19. To have eternal life is to have the Lord Jesus Christ living in you, Galatians 2, verse 20, Colossians 1, verse 27. To be born again is to have a good seed implanted in you by grace, 1 John chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. By nature, we are all sprung from bad seed, Adam, but in regeneration we are sprung from good seed, the Lord Jesus Christ. To be born again is to be made new creatures in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. In the new birth, God the Holy Spirit gives chosen, redeemed sinners a new heart to know and love God, a new will to bow to the rule of Christ, a new mind to understand the things of God, a new spiritual nature to know, enjoy, and live upon spiritual things, new eyes, eyes of faith with which to see Christ, new ears with which to hear his voice, new hands, hands of faith with which to lay hold of Christ and do his will, and finally new feet with which to flee to Christ and walk with him in the newness of life. This is the great difference between the law and the gospel. The law demands everything but gives nothing. The gospel demands nothing but gives everything. Run, run and work, the law demands, yet gives me neither feet nor hands. But sweet good news the gospel brings. It bids me fly and gives me wings. With these my heavy soul may fly away to Christ and reach the sky, nor faint nor falter in the race, but work with cheer and sing of grace. How are men and women born again by the Spirit of God? Anyone who understands the nature of man and the nature of the new birth realizes that divine sovereign power and grace is required to give dead sinners life. Moral reason cannot give men life. Eloquence and logic cannot give men life. Emotional stirrings cannot give men life. A mere exercise of the will cannot give men life. Ye must be born again. Only God himself can give dead sinners life. John chapter 6, verse 63. Regeneration is the sovereign, irresistible work of God the Holy Spirit. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. At the time appointed by God, the Holy Spirit comes to the sinner who was chosen by grace in eternal election and redeemed by Christ at Calvary, and creates life in that sinner by his sovereign, irresistible, effectual grace. Galatians 4, verses 4 to 7. The instrument by which the Holy Spirit causes men and women to be born again is the gospel of Christ. Verses 12 to 16. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. Sinners are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth for ever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. In preaching the gospel, God's servants call dead sinners to arise. Ephesians 5, verse 14. Knowing full well that they are preaching to dead sinners, knowing that they cannot hear and cannot obey the call, but knowing this too. If God the Holy Spirit will be pleased to speak through them, though men are dead, the dead shall hear and live. John chapter 5, verse 25. When is a sinner born again? I have no interest in answering the foolish questions of men about the chronological sequence of events in a man's salvation. I am happy to leave that to theologians who have nothing better to do. However, I do want all who read these lines to know when a person may with confidence say, I am born again by the grace of God. When you know Christ, you are born again. John 17, verse 3. When you believe on Christ, you are born again. John 3, 15 and verse 36. See also Isaiah 45, verse 22. When you have Christ, you are born again. 1 John chapter 5, verses 10 to 13. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Get Christ, and you get life. Miss Christ, and you miss life.